This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Jay Fettig on the line from Set Free USA. We're going to be discussing the 6-7 trend on social media, and kind of get the understanding of why what it is and why it's potentially not good for today's young people. So, Jay, first of all, thanks for being with us, and yeah, I'm hoping you can start us off by explaining what exactly this trend is and why is it bad?
Sure. Well, first and foremost, Katie, thank you so much for having me. Blessed and honored to be here and to chat. And so I pray that as you dive into a heavy topic like this, as we look at this phenomenon that is sweeping the nation or has swept the nation, we look at this with open minds and an open heart to touch this because it is something that is very, very dark and has some really nasty satanic roots. And so it's hard to talk about topics like this sometimes for us believers because we don't really want to believe certain these things where it far surpasses coincidences in multiple fronts. So to answer your question, why is it bad? If we rewind the tape and look back to the origin of where this came from, the rapper Skrilla, who introduced this in his song. I can't remember the title of the song. It is something to do with 6-7, is in the title as well. But really looking at sacred geometry and what's happening in numerology and this sacred space that the Bible so often speaks about in different areas, and then really what's happening in the dark orders. So I would say that first and foremost is its roots and really where it's coming from. And I can get into more of that in detail. But as we look at it, that's where the core of it is like, what is this about? And for me, it really happened to touch me with my children. And them being touched by it, and me scratching my head and going, "This doesn't make sense." There's something behind this in the spiritual realm because of how many people and how much it caught fire, if that makes sense.
So let's unpack that a little bit more. For those of us like me who are kind of completely oblivious to it, is it just a line in a song that kids repeat, or what is this thing?
Sure. So it is a line in a song. It is a lyric in a song. And this gentleman, Skrilla, who recorded this video, one, I think we have to understand that, if you watch the video, and I wouldn't recommend it by any stretch of the imagination, but trying to better understand this, I did. And he is wearing a mask in the video, which has very high occult ties, and then also he's gesturing the 666 symbol throughout the majority of the video with his hands as he kind of sings along to the music. So most of the kids, this is where it gets really confusing for most adults as they're trying to figure this out. Most children, if you were asked, adolescents and teenagers, what does it mean? They would say, "I have no idea. It means nothing. It's brain rot," or whatever these terms that these kids use today. It doesn't mean anything, and it's just something that kids say. And then some people tie it back to a basketball player because he's 6'7", and there are some ties to this gentleman. I'm not familiar with the NBA player, but they said, "Well, it has to do with him." Well, there's always some fabrication of where things, their origin of things, as we're talking to like the dark arts and the Luciferian order that would lead people astray into all sorts of different things. So to answer, I guess I want to make sure I'm answering your question. So could you remind me of the question?
Yeah, no, you did. Because my question is like, what exactly is it? I'm hearing that the roots of it are bad. Like, especially, there's a lot, there's so much symbology in Luciferian worship and the dark arts that people don't understand. So we'll get into that in a second. But I just wanted to first establish, like, What exactly is 6-7? Do people just post 6-7? But I think you've answered it. It's like a lyric in a
Yeah,
song.
they're posting it and they're saying it and they're yelling it. For the most part, like if you were to go to a high school basketball game, it's probably yelled throughout the crowd multiple times, middle school, that type of thing. It's something that gets a rise out of a lot of young adults, young kids, and all that kind of stuff. Frankly, to put it as bold and direct as I possibly can, it's collective ritual. And so this has been something that the Luciferian order has used around and many times. And the worship of Yahweh is trying to be stolen by the fallen angelic beings on a regular basis. They cannot create worship for themselves, and so the only thing that they can do is steal worship from Yahweh. And they do this in a multitude of ways, but when they can do this publicly and somebody is coming into agreement with this form of worship unwillingly, this is where they, I would hate to say it like this, but this is where they kind of shine, and this is what they love to do. They love to trap people into doing something that they believe is innocent and has nothing to do with anything. It has no evil origins or any of that kind of stuff. And we can do this freely. And then they literally are mocking the entire time because you have no idea that this is what you're participating in.
Yeah, and you're leading perfectly into my next question because it's, human beings as free will agents, there are our choices have consequence. So really, my impression is that when we chant things like this, we are showing our allegiance to a certain party. Is that correct? Could you expand on that a little?
Sure. This is allegiance is a big deal, and where we our allegiance lie and what we're doing there. And so I kind of say it like this, is that we the only ground that the enemy can hold over us is what Yahweh gives him or we come into agreement with. So if we come into agreement with something, then he has a full right and access to us. And so you see this in the form of an unrepentant heart. And so if we sin and we don't repent, it is actually it's an access portion of us saying that we are going to become our own God. And so we know things more than Yahweh, and so we're going to do it our way. Same thing with bitterness. Bitterness, somebody hurts you and you're not willing to forgive them. And you carry that in your heart, you're actually giving the enemy a doorway into your life. Be sober and vigilant. Your enemy, the devil, is a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. That whole piece of forgiveness and repentance is crucial into understanding that, as we participate in oaths and participate in collective rituals and different things unaware, that we could be giving the enemy access to this. This is not something to freak people out, and they should be looking around every corner for, is this a ritual? Is this bad? Is this bad? Generally, with this type of thing, that I would say, and I'm not an expert on all of this by any stretch of the imagination, but the Lord has definitely taken me down a path to learn and better understand some of this. Is when a phenomenon takes off and there's no really explanation for it. There, most of the time, there is a spiritual element to it and a spiritual entity behind it.
Sure, and that's why I'm so glad that we get to have this conversation with you. Can you help us understand how Set Free intersects, or what does this have to do with your work? And do you have any examples that you can share with us?
Sure. So the way that it intersects with what we're doing on a regular basis here to set captives free, basically Luke 4:18, to open the eyes of the blind, to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. As we walk people through the freedom appointment and the freedom journey that Christ has set before us, we see people in bondage in all sorts of ways. Our kind of our mantra here is the presenting problem is never the problem. And so when somebody opens one of those doorways that I spoke about earlier by using like a Ouija board or a magic eight ball or many, there's many occult items that we carry in our house in Western culture today that we have no idea their origins or understanding. But when we have those things in our possession, are using those, and we're relying on them to gather information rather than, you know, the goodness of Yahweh and really in diving into him, and trying to look for spiritual enlightenment in any other form or way, you're opening up that doorway. So how does it coincide and relate to us and what the work that we're doing with helping people is that we see people in bondage in all sorts of ways. You know, today men struggle tremendously with pornography in the gateway that, you know, so many demonic entities walk through by consuming that content is it's hard to comprehend and what's really going on there. So, you know, it's a dance that you have to dance in understanding that we have to live in complete surrender to the Lord. And when he's revealing things to your heart that you might not fully understand, but you know it's wrong, I would follow those promptings of the Holy Spirit.
Definitely, it's so important to stay connected to the vine, so to say, you know. And I guess as we bring this conversation to parents and maybe aunts, uncles of kids who are, you know, they might have heard their kids saying this chant. What would their next steps be? What should they do?
So I'll just tell you what I've instructed my children. So my boys go to a Christian school, and I have three young men, and they have experienced this on a multitude of occasions. And I've told them that we're not going to participate in this. This isn't something that they want to participate in it. I don't demand that my children obey me to completion, but I do ask them that they want to ha be in right standing with the Lord. And so if that's their will and that's their hopes for their own walk with the Lord, then that they don't participate in this. And then they also don't shame and humiliate people that do, and don't beat their chest to say, you have to know what this is, and this is from the pit of hell. And if you have anything to do with it, it's going to be a problem. You know, that's not how you walk with somebody. I suggest to people to do the research themselves and to you know, it is a few short clicks away. Today, as information increases at neck-breaking speed, you can find things pretty quickly and easily. And interestingly enough, the occult is their one of their other mantras is hidden in plain sight. And so they always leave breadcrumbs to figure out what they're doing and why they're doing this, because again, it's another way that they try to steal the worship from Yahweh is that, see, we told you this. You knew this the whole time is another main theme. I'm just kind of generalizing a lot of this because we didn't get into a ton of the details here. But so that's my encouragement is really please seek out the research and take the time to just kind of look things up. And when they have questionable origins, then continue to dig a little bit. You don't need to spend hours on this to realize who Skrilla is, the rapper, and what he stands for. And you know, you can laugh it off and kind of chalk it up as this is just really vile gangster rap, and it is. But then it also goes much deeper and much further in the occult and in the into really Luciferian order and all the dark arts and all of that kind of smashed together.
Yeah, and unfortunately, because we are short form, we can't dig super deep into the topic here. But do you have a podcast or something that people can go to if they want to learn more?
Yeah, so at Set Free Ministries, we have a podcast called The Rules and Tools, and so we dive into that. There's 2 1-hour episodes of me and another gentleman getting deeper and deeper. We actually go line item by line item, through or lyric by lyric, excuse me, through the song. And you know, it's unfortunate how vile it really is. That in itself, if parents would just realize that the creator of this, whether they believe in Jesus or not, whether they're a follower of Christ or not, promoting that individual, I'm sorry, I don't I can't see any benefit for anybody to even do that. And so I would just encourage people to really look into it, the matter. And yes, we do go through that on there, and there are other people that have put out a lot of very good content on where the origins of 6-7 really came from.
Definitely. Well, thank you for being a resource that we can point people to. And for now, that wraps up my questions. Is there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
No, I would say that if anybody, is interested in the Freedom Appointment, we definitely would love to walk with folks here. A lot of your listeners are familiar with Set Free Ministries, but we are a full service ministry that would love to pray for people. We'd love to walk with you, and yeah, we really care about people's hearts and them walking with the Lord.